1 year ago, Apple Inc. attempted a hostile rebranding of the letters AI by changing it from artificial intelligence to Apple intelligence. At the time, people called it genius, but ultimately the move failed when we learned that AI is just actual Indians. This year, Apple is back at it, attempting another hostile rebrand by taking the gimmicky web development trend of glassmorphism and renaming it Liquid Glass, which is the new design language in iOS 26 that maximizes transparency. I have to admit, it does look nice, but Microsoft also tried glassmorphism on Windows Vista over a decade ago, which is considered by many to be one of the worst Windows distros ever released. It kind of feels like Apple just needed to do something to refresh the design system and ran out of ideas. But Liquid Ass wasn't the only big announcement. What's far more exciting are things like JavaScript, Linux containers, and Apple's new paper that discovered how AI is not all that intelligent. In today's video, we'll break down everything you need to know about Apple's Worldwide Developer Conference. It is June 11th, 2025, and you're watching The Code Report. One of the most interesting announcements for developers is that macOS now has its own Linux containerization framework optimized for Apple Silicon. Typically, if you want to run a Linux container, you'd install Docker Desktop or Podman, but now you can bypass all these tools and run containers natively on your Mac. Each container runs on its own tiny VM and should achieve better performance than shared VMs like Docker. That's pretty cool, because several years ago, I switched from Mac to Windows for development because of WSL, and this feels like a move in the right direction to get me back into the Apple cult. In addition, the Swift programming language also got some updates, like the Java Swift project, which allows you to polish a turd by incorporating beautiful Swift code into a Java project. And Swift can also safely mix with C and C++. The elephant in the room, though, is Apple Intelligence. Last year, they made it sound like they were going all in on AI, but after it flopped hard, they decided to hardly mention it this year. Apple does have some new foundation models that seem pretty good, but nothing special. As long as you trust the Trust Me Bro benchmarks. These models will run on-device mostly, but complex AI can be generated securely in their private cloud, which is an oxymoron, by the way. And at some point, they're expected to support Gemini models in addition to OpenAI. What's funny, though, is that Apple also just released a paper titled The Illusion of Thinking that talks about how large reasoning models are actually not that special. They're basically just pattern matching machines that don't actually think in the way humans think about thinking. I've always said that LRMs are way overhyped, but the timing of this paper is sus because Apple is way behind in the AI race at this point. The thing most people are talking about, though, is Liquid Glass. Some people love it, but most seem underwhelmed. It's just an incremental change, but if we keep going in this direction, eventually the entire UI will be invisible. And maybe that was the plan all along as man prepares to merge with machine. Only time will tell, but if you need some UI inspiration, the best place to get it is on Mobin.com, the sponsor of today's video. I've been using Mobin for over 5 years now, and what they do is provide highly detailed breakdowns of every screen in popular applications. As a developer, you can get inspired by these patterns and implement them in your own applications. You can analyze entire user journeys, UI elements, and screens from over 1,000 highly successful apps, and you can even bring them directly into Figma to kickstart your design process. Give Mobin.com a try for free right now with the link below. This has been The Code Report, thanks for watching, and I will see you in the next one.